Justin, we've had a number of hospital mergers and acquisitions lately, and you wrote a story for the Business Journal taking a look at what that really means for the community.
In covering the business community really over the better part of the last 15 years, what we've seen and experienced in the triad is a lot of mergers and acquisitions of our leading companies. So it occurred to me that are we in danger of losing something when there is a management deal with Cone Hospital that takes some control of that hospital to Charlotte, when Alamance Regional is folding into Cone in Greensboro, when High Point Regional is folding into UNC Hospitals in Chapel Hill. There's a paradigm shift here. What's also different, though, is our hospitals have replaced our corporations as the community leaders and the largest employers. Is there something at risk here? That's kind of the question I wanted to get at.
Using business terminology, the point of sale is really important in healthcare because
yeah.
that's where the people need the care.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, where the headquarters is really makes a difference.
Well, it certainly makes a difference in the for-profit world and the corporate world. And so I wanted to put this question to a couple of people that have lived this and have studied it but weren't necessarily a part of these deals that are going on. So I spoke with Dennis Barry, who's the former CEO at Cone Health in Greensboro, as well as Len Pressler, who was the former CEO of NC Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem. And they got to the first answer quickly, and that is that there aren't a lot of parallels between the corporate world and the nonprofit hospital world. That just to your point, healthcare is local. It has to be local. And in that regard, you have to care about the local community in ways the corporations just don't. You know, they really can operate anywhere. And when they move, they take all that good stuff with them. But even when ownership of a hospital transfers to somewhere else, local decision-making and local commitment has to be high on the agenda. Otherwise, you start to fall apart as an institution. And none of these places want that to happen.
Well, when you talk about corporations taking the goods out of the community, when you have mergers with corporations, you lose a lot of jobs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
there's also the potential of that with healthcare mergers.
Well, there is, yeah. And so that's something that looks like it is a parallel, okay? So when Wachovia leaves Winston-Salem and the headquarters transfers to Charlotte, not only does the top executive suite move to Charlotte as well, and all that decision-making power and all that influence goes with it, but a lot of other jobs down the line move. In healthcare, though, you are going to have important leaders remaining in the community. Your boards are remaining in the community, and that's not insignificant. But the big reason for these mergers and these alliances is to reduce costs. And there's going to be plenty of opportunity to reduce costs when you look at the duplicative activities in the back office, whether it's information technology, whether it's billing, working with insurance companies, procurement, simple accounting, you name it. You're no longer going to have two of those offices. You're going to have one as these systems come together. And that means that jobs are going to be lost somewhere. And so that really is a parallel when these mergers and alliances come together.
I think one of the interesting things about the mergers with the hospitals is that people need the care here in their communities.
Yeah.
And so you've
yeah.
got the whole issue of, do you have one area that specializes in heart health and another in, say, diabetes care?
Yeah.
But people aren't necessarily willing or able to travel to those kind of services.
Well, it's a really good point. It's one that Dennis Barry and Len Pressler spoke to. And that's this idea that a lot of these alliances and these mergers of hospitals and hospital systems are driven by a kind of geographic relevance. So Alamance Regional is just 20 miles from Cone Health. High Point Regional is a good bit farther from UNC. Where you want to get some of your efficiencies and some of your cost savings is by only having one major program instead of two. So if cardiac care is really good at one of these institutions, then you sort of close the other one down. That's the goal, and that's just one example among many. Can you pull that off? People get real attached to the doctors where they live. How do you get those kinds of efficiencies? And what does a community lose if you have to drive 20 miles or 60 miles to get a service that you used to be able to get right down the street?
It seems like it's too soon yet to really kind of come to a conclusion about what these mergers mean for the community.
It might be too soon in the triad, but these are happening all over the country. There's plenty of examples of this. And I think what plays out is what both Dennis Barry and Len Pressler spoke to, and that is the community's not left in a lurch, that the leadership and the board activity really does step up in ways that it had always stepped up 20, 50, 100 years before. But some of the trade-offs and some of the cost savings remain elusive. And there's also sort of a lot of unknowns as we look at what's going to happen with healthcare reform. Is Obamacare going to be fully implemented over the next couple of years? How's that going to affect staffing and spending and reimbursements? So some of this we can't know yet, but we're going to know in the next couple of years.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.